Unit 49. Past activities.
Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
There's a new pub in my street, and there's a sign on the door: we serve everything. Last Thursday, I went in. I said to the barman, "Do you serve champagne cocktails?" He said, "Yes, we serve everything." And he gave me a champagne cocktail. Then a man came in with a kangaroo. He said to the barman, "Do you serve kangaroos?" The barman said, "Yes." The man said, "Okay, a beer for me and an orange juice for the kangaroo." Days ago, I went to the pub. I arrived at the pub at 7 o'clock. I had 10 champagne cocktails. And I came out of the pub at 11 o'clock. A man came out of the pub behind me. He stopped and looked up at the sky. Then he said, "Is that the sun or the moon?" I said, "I don't know. What do you think?" He said, "I don't know. I don't live in this street."
What was happening?
Listen.
These questions are all about novels, about the first words of novels. Which novel begins with these words? It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Iris was first, I think.
It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. 1984 by George Orwell.
1984 by George Orwell. Correct. Which novel begins with these words? Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Roger.
Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Correct. Now, this question is a little more difficult, I think. Which novel begins with these words? On an evening in the latter part of May, a middle-aged man was walking homeward from Shaston to the village of Marlott. George.
I think it's one of Thomas Hardy's novels.
Thomas Hardy, yes. But which novel?
I don't know. Tess?
Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Correct.
Listen, do you remember the day we met?
Sorry?
The day we met.
Yes.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yes. It was a bright, cold day in winter. The sun was shining, and it was snowing gently. Yes, I remember it very well.
Actually, it wasn't a bright, cold day in winter. It was a wet, grey day in autumn. The sun wasn't shining, and it wasn't snowing. It was raining.
Really?
Yes. I remember it very well.
Oh.
Listen and repeat.
The sun was shining.
The sun wasn't shining.
It was snowing.
It wasn't snowing. It was raining.
What were you doing?
Listen.
I'm sure it was snowing.
No, you're wrong. It was raining.
It was in December. We met at the door of a bookshop. I was going in and you were coming out. You were carrying a lot of books and you dropped one. I picked it up for you.
No, no, no.
No?
No. It wasn't in December. It was in October. And we didn't meet at the door of a bookshop. We met at the door of a supermarket. I was going in and you were coming out. You were carrying your groceries and you dropped a packet of tea. I picked it up for you. I remember it very clearly.
Oh.
Listen and repeat.
We met at the door of a bookshop. I was going in, and you were coming out. You were carrying a lot of books.
We met at the door of a supermarket. You were carrying your groceries. Listen.
Now, who said this? That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Iris.
Neil Armstrong, the American astronaut.
Neil Armstrong, yes. Apollo 11 landed on the moon in July 1969. That was the first moon landing, of course. What were you doing when you heard the news? Do you remember? Iris.
When I heard the news about the moon landing?
Yes.
I was painting my kitchen.
Roger?
I was doing my homework. I was still at school in 1969.
How about you, George?
I was working at a jazz club in New York, I think. Yes, that's right. I was having supper one night when I heard the news on the radio. I was a little surprised. I thought the newsreader said, Louis Armstrong.
What happened next?
Listen.
I'm sure it was a bookshop.
No, you're wrong. It was a supermarket. You were carrying your groceries and you dropped a packet of tea. You dropped it and I picked it up. When I picked it up, you said, thank you.
Really?
Yes.
What happened next? What did you say when I said thank you?
I said, you're welcome.
Yes, I think you're right. I remember now. You said you're welcome, and suddenly the rain stopped and the sun came out, right?
Right.
Yes. I remember it very clearly now.
Good.
But I still think it was in December.
Song.
Bad news.
My window, looking at the sky, the telephone rang, and it was you saying goodbye.
Bad news always arrives on an ordinary day, an ordinary day just like the day before. Bad news always arrives on an ordinary day, and suddenly the day is not ordinary. Autumn night was falling with the leaves. I was sitting at my window. The sky was turning black. The words were in my head. I'm never coming back.
Bad news always arrives on an ordinary day. An ordinary day just like the Accents of English.
This speaker is from Nigeria. Listen.
You know, when you are coming to London for the first time, they will tell you that English people don't talk to people. They keep quiet, and if you don't go saying good morning, sir, or good morning, brother, or anything like that, because they will think you are mad, or you are not busy, you haven't anything to do. But I was surprised, you know, when I went to Sandwich in Kent. I went to stay with one man who taught me when I was in secondary school. He was my teacher then, and we were very friendly. I spent the weekend, and it's the best weekend I have spent in England since I came. We really had a happy time. And, you know, we went into the farm, and he showed me potatoes, he showed me strawberries, he showed me onions as they grow, you know, fresh, the real thing. And each group of English people, you can't believe it. Oh, hello, yeah, hello, and so on. Good morning, how are you? I mean, this is very, very unlike what I was told before. So, you see, that made me to think, you know, all these things they say about people, they are not always true, you know.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Well, we're now at the top of the Caithness TV tower.
Not exactly.
Sorry?
Not exactly at the top. I was reading my guidebook this morning and I found an interesting piece of information.
Yes?
The Caithness TV tower is 508 feet high, and the viewing platform...
Where we are now.
Yes, the viewing platform is 419 feet high.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Neville.
You're welcome.
As you can see, we have a marvellous view of Stockholm, the city that floats on water.
As Selma Lagerlöf described it.
As Selma Lagerlöf described it, yes.
Sorry, who?
Selma Lagerlöf. She was a famous Swedish novelist.
1858 to 1940.
1858 to 1940, yes. She received the Nobel Prize for Literature.
In 1909.
In 1909, yes. Thank you, Neville.
I was reading about her in my guidebook last night. Her most famous book is a book for children. It's called...
The Wonderful Adventures of Niels. Thank you, Neville.
You're welcome.
We'll be visiting some of the sites of Stockholm during the next few days. For example, the Great Church...
Storkirken.
Storkirken, yes.
That's Great Church in Swedish.
Yes. And Drottningholm Palace.
The home of the Swedish royal family.
Yes. Below us, here, is Djurgården.
Where there's a zoo.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Neville.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke. About crocodiles. Two men were sitting on the bank of a river. The sun was shining. Because it was very hot, one man put his feet into the water. Suddenly... He said, oh! The other man said, what's the matter? The first man said, a crocodile has just eaten my foot. The second man said, which one? The first man said, I don't know. All crocodiles look the same to me.
Thank you, Neville.